be free, because when we not living our purpose, it's like harness, it's like heavy backpack we carrying our back. So if we want to be really long-term successful in business, it needs to be aligned with what our purpose is.
83% of Americans identify as not very happy, which can hold you back and negatively affect your relationships and your business. On this podcast, we discuss the proven steps to happiness so you can restore balance and rekindle your joy.
Welcome, happypreneurs, to another episode of How to Be Happier for Entrepreneurs. Today, we have Barb on the show, and we're going to talk about finding your life's purpose. How are you, Barb?
Hi, Brad. I'm happy to be here. Very nice day here. So happy entrepreneurs.
And where is here?
I am in the Scotland, in northeast Scotland.
Scotland, yes. I love, I've been to Ireland. I've never been to Scotland, and I can't wait to go to Scotland. So I'm going to come visit you one day.
Oh, that would be great.
So let's jump right in. Why do people struggle with finding their life's purpose?
Several reasons, but the main childhood trauma. When the children are traumatized, they stop developing and maturing, and they get stuck sometimes in that time. So they don't really going for what they really want because they are so afraid to actually want anything. And then it's a fear of be not accepted, be excluded, expecting of society, family, what is expectation of the income, expecting of the what is appropriate for the gender, and many other expectations, like which work should do or not do. Typical question for artists of families of the manual workers, like why you do want to do art. And then it's sometimes we just kind of forgot what it is when we growing up and don't know really what the purpose is, just get going in what we was directed by parents or teachers and not really never ask that question what the purpose is.
So you mentioned four things there. And the one thing you said is that they're stuck in trauma, or what I like to call childhood programming now.
Mm-hmm.
So when they're caught in trauma, they're likely still caught in that fight or flight. So they're spending a lot of time in their life, in their current life as an adult, in that fight or flight state. Is that right?
Yeah, I call it that they are stuck in the survival mode. And when we're trying to survive, we cannot really thriving on what is our purpose. Because it's not actually just flight and fight response, it's also phone response to try to please everybody, or frozen response, which means that they are stuck in not moving forward with anything. So yeah, they actually not knowing who they are because they are so living in that survival mode and just trying to go through every day that don't have that mental capacity free to pursue their purpose or allow themselves, believe that they are allowed to pursue that purpose.
Right. So survival mode rather than fight or flight. And survival mode, we can akin to like a lion chasing us, right? So how many things can you really do well on any level, right? In life, whether it's a relationship or health or trying to run a business, when you've got that proverbial lion chasing you, right? So this talk today is about life purpose, and we're going to get into a lot about how to find your life purpose, but then not dealing with the programming from childhood where we were hurt or we were in stressful situations or we went through trauma, not only affects the life purpose, but it affects every area of our lives, right?
Well, absolutely. It's affected all areas of life, relationship with others and the relationship with yourself. Because when we are afraid and we fighting or trying not to fight, then we cannot really realize who we really are. And it's experience which I have with my clients often that after we work through the trauma, when we release, then we working on like who they actually are. They're discovering themselves. They're discovering what they really want. What was the dream of the child when they forgot or was so suppressed? And very often it's visible somewhere in the life. It's always somewhere peaking. The purpose is very persistent things in our life. It will never leave us. They believe that they can pursue and that they can be successful and they are allowed to be themselves. That until they not get to it, they cannot go for that purpose because they don't believe that they are allowed. They are not sure that it's what it is really. But when you find the purpose, you know what it is. You are just so, it's clear.
That's for sure. So you basically said that when someone deals with their issues from childhood, that it becomes very clear, right? And it happened with me 2 years ago, because when I went through my life transformation, which was over a weekend in Park City at this intensive with an ex-Navy SEAL, I literally walked out of that room a different human being. And then in the next couple of days, when I got home and I looked around at all the suffering and all the pain that people endured, I was like, oh my gosh, like there's a solution to this. There's a better way to do this. And I quickly found my life's purpose. So that's amazing. Absolutely amazing. amazing. So what are some of the impacts that people live with who can't find their life's purpose?
The main kind of things which is very visible and people are realizing, they are not happy. They are not happy in what they're doing. They could be successful in what they're doing, but they are not happy in what they're doing. They're not feeling appreciated for what they're doing. They don't do it because they really want it from inside out. And on one side, they can lead to the workaholism. So they just do it for that appreciation from others, for getting that rewards from outside, or switching between things all the time, kind of searching and try to find and not be satisfied in what they're doing because it's not aligned. If it's not aligned with their purpose, they just don't find the satisfaction in that, real deep satisfaction. And it can be anything. Sometimes people are kind of confused about the word purpose and they feel to be something like a huge and mind-changing. But it's not living your purpose as farmer or as a seamstress, but same somebody who is coach or producing something or inventor. If it's aligned, if it's the what you're bringing to the world, if you're using your talents and you feel that's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, I think I see so many entrepreneurs, including myself, get into business and start businesses to make a lot of money, thinking that money will bring them the happiness and peace. And that doesn't happen.
No. And on the other side, often people go and when they start in businesses related to their purpose, other people would tell them, oh, you cannot make money in this. You don't even try this because there is no money in this. But actually, if people are doing things with purpose, there are always solutions and there's always success because it's kind of start fitting in. If we're doing what we're supposed to be, we are the perfect piece of puzzle of jigsaw, which is fitting to that picture of the universe, then it's just everything fitting in and it's flowing. I call it like being in the current. You just go with that. And if you're doing your business with a purpose, you do happily this unpleasant task. I don't know who like to do taxes or sometimes even social media can be overwhelming. But when you're living your purpose, when you're doing with purpose, this doesn't seem like that. It's not burden. It's the part of like, yes, I really, really, really want to do that.
Yeah. And I can relate to that because I've been in real estate now for 20 years. I have a house flipping business and I made an investment a year ago with a friend of mine. And it was a unique investment and something that I hadn't done before. And he sent me the paperwork to read it. And it was probably about 10 pages of legal documents. And I had to do everything I could to get through those to read it. But then I can sit on a beach. I could literally sit on a beach for 8 hours reading books on psychology and RTT and childhood trauma. So I can't get enough of this stuff. Like I just love, love, love it. So exactly what you said, once you find your purpose, everything becomes easier. And if your friend tells you there's no money to be made in it, they're not right. Because most of the time, great businesses are formed and started around solving a problem, right? And God knows we've got a lot of problems in this world, especially in this space with childhood programming and depression and anxiety and OCD and all that. So there's always opportunities. But getting back to the question, Barb, about how does it impact someone's life negatively when they don't know their purpose? One of our mentors, Marissa, says that it's one of the reasons for depression is that people aren't following their life's purpose.
Yeah, and I absolutely agree with that because when we don't acknowledge or we not follow our purpose when we know it, it's so saddening. It's so heavy on us that it's one of the reasons why people feel depressed. And usually, even when you look on these movies, real life stories about when people discover they go on the road trip and they just change their life totally because they find what they really want to do. That's that, is it? Because until then, they're just going in heaviness of the world. If we're doing things without us, if we don't know what it is, because we forgot or we don't allow ourselves to actually discover it, that it's the life, it's become very heavy. And maybe can see it on the simple things, which can be parenting. The people who see themselves and feel themselves the part of their purpose of life, it's be parent. They're enjoying it, even these hard parts of it. And those who don't, then they really not relating with their children and they causing the trauma. So for entrepreneurs, it's really important to know that they're doing what is related to them. And often we see it in the family businesses that the one who started, that they really want to do that. It was their purpose. It was their passion. And when it's going on next generation, maybe it's not their purpose, is it? And they're struggling to take it on and struggling to step out from it and sometimes seen as ungrateful that they want to take on. But everybody have different life purpose. It's just because we are born to some family or we grew up in some environment, it doesn't define our purpose. Are people who find their purpose in opposite world as part of the world? Somebody from desert become the sailor, somebody from sea nation becoming amazing farmer or coach or artist. It's really about that be free, because when we're not living our purpose, it's like harness. It's like heavy backpack we carrying our back. So if we want to be really long-term successful in business, it needs to be aligned with what our purpose is.
I love it. So as an entrepreneur, if you wake up every day and dread going to work, even if you are making a bunch of money, like how happy and how fulfilled is your life, right? So you may just want to take a deep look at what about your business do you like or not like? And is there something else that you could do in your life that would bring you that fulfillment and purpose? Because you've probably already found this. If you've made the money and you're not happy, it could be that you're just not doing what you were put on this earth to do. So Barb, how does someone find their purpose, and how do you go about assisting your clients in helping them with that process?
Because I'm working mainly with the people with suffer with the results of the childhood trauma, I always introduce the working with the purpose actually from the beginning. It's even when as part of induction to hypnosis, which I'm using as part of transformation therapy, I'm connecting them with their purpose, because there are some deep down in mind, everybody knows that and they are able to connect with that. We can ask and connect and go back to that little child, which know that we remember when we was born with, or when we was little, when we was primary school or in nursery, what was that desire? What was that we wanted to do? And all people can start trying doing different things, or really like start to reminisce about what is that, what they really want, like to do. What is that, what they enjoy, really deeply enjoy to do? Even if it was something they did once or few times in the past, but what was that like little voice telling them in the mind? Yeah, this is what I would really want to be. And very often people will find that they can combine. A lot of people have feeling that this have to be like black and white. But when we start looking, that purpose always is visible somewhere in that life, was kind of somewhere little push up out in how they approach things or what they did as a hobby and stuff like that. So I'm working with people mainly with hypnosis on finding their purpose, because it's easier. They can switch off all these expectations and all these filters of conscious mind about what it should and shouldn't believe and is appropriate and isn't appropriate. Because I'm working, for example, with quite a lot of women from countries where position of women are not easy. And for example, for them, align with the purpose and get on that what is their real life purpose and become business women, it's very strong need to be able to do that, because they really need to be reconnected with that inner feeling, which is that engine for them to go and do it in even in the complicated situation they are actually living.
So RTT uses hypnosis, and through hypnosis, you get the client into a deeply relaxed state, and then you take them back to their childhood where their subconscious mind remembers everything, right? Because we don't ever forget anything in our subconscious mind. And then what do you do once you're back as a child? How do you help them find that life's purpose?
When we find that life purpose, we usually ask the child, and when we can find that, it's fine. Usually that people get it to part of their transformation and they go, we make the plan how to incorporate it to their lives. But also I think that's important, that I see that if people find their purpose, they feel so empowered that they kind of start knowing, they start knowing what to do with them. They start seeing that opportunities in their daily situations, how to deal with that. So when we go to hypnosis, when we go and back to the childhood and ask child, what is really that life purpose? We can erase also and reprogram all these limited beliefs that they are not allowed to do that, because that is very often why the like main reason often why people not follow their life purpose is that they believe they are not allowed to do that. So in the moment when they allow themselves to do that, then they will move forward very quickly.
So you used the word trauma a couple times. Can you tell us what does childhood trauma actually mean?
Childhood trauma actually means the reaction which mind created on events that child endure or witness. So when the child is seeing domestic violence, or is a part of domestic violence, or is gaslighted, or it's emotional or physical abuse, then there are the overwhelming feelings of the fear, suppressed anger, and very often really fear for life. create the switch in the subconscious mind to the survival mode. It means that part of that mind will stay in that small age and not growing. It's why people struggling, for example, with the focus, it's creating very overwhelming feelings, thoughts, and the trauma is that reaction. And when it's childhood trauma, we now more and more speak about the complex PTSD, which is created repeated trauma of the childhood. And it has so many demonstration in the life of adults. It's a lack of focus, lack of confidence, headaches, nightmares, insomnia, pain. And people deal with that with different way. Some people will become workaholics, just try to numb it. Some people will start to use the drugs. Some people will just get frozen and live with panic attacks and anxiety. So that effect is affecting very severely people. And actually the research from, I think, that 2 years back is that 34% of children in the USA suffer from childhood trauma.
Wow, 34%. So does trauma have to be something big, like watching your father hit your mother? Because I think a lot of people get confused and think that if it's not something big, it's not trauma. What do you say about that?
No, yeah, it is also trauma. It can be divorce. It can be seeing one of the parents be ill or die. So it can be grief. It can be also coldness. If the parents are not loving, if they are cold towards children, if they are not supportive, then if they shush them, be quiet, don't say anything. It doesn't have to be physical. There is a lot of things which we almost labeled like good parenting. That is really like children going as the soldiers. That's not good parenting. That's very often the children just don't learn how to express their emotions at all. They are so suppressed, and then they would rebel and be angry, or they would try to switch off and numb with some drugs or alcohol or eating disorder, try to gain some feeling of own control in the life. So it's not that. It can be very often, for example, really like divorce or loss of the parent, or it's just even hard words, like it's emotional abuse is actually same painful as physical abuse, because the mind not make difference between physical and emotional pain. So labeling, telling the children that they are stupid, that be emotionally abusive to the children, that's the same level. Unfortunately, a lot of people going through own trauma, and if they don't resolve it, they passing it on their children. Yeah. So I have the clients which coming, which they want to help their children. And then we end up working with them, because what their children hurting is their outbursts of anger, which they don't know why they actually have, which show up that from their own childhood trauma. And very often when you would look, you will find that it's a several generations passing on. So it's really important to break the cycle and work on people so they're not passing it on their children.
Right. So if you're a parent and your kid has behavioral problems, you probably should go look in the mirror, because you're likely the cause of it, but it's not your fault. It's because of the way that you were raised and your parents' parents, and on and on and on. So I have always said that the greatest gift you can give your child is to break that multi-generational curse. And you do it by working on the program that you received as a child. You mentioned the word gaslighting earlier. Can you tell us what that is?
Gaslighting is about that when the person trying to manipulate that other person with the words, like telling them it's not true, that they denying what's happened, or make them feeling that they make it up, so they are liars, or that they understand it completely wrong. So they kind of create a feeling insecurity in that person to the level of the manipulation of them. And it's very often sign of narcissistic behavior. Sometimes people saying he or she, it can be both, try to make me feel crazy. I start to feel crazy. Is it right what I'm saying, or is it not right? Do I see reality or it's not, and stuff like that? So it's really playing with the mind of that other person. Sometimes it's to the level of creating environment of almost horror stories in home, like sounds or opening the door. But very often it's starting with denying what's happened, making them feeling stupid, not understanding things, diminishing that person to the subduing.
So if someone's listening to this and they have no idea what their life's purpose is, what are the next like three steps that you'd recommend them taking?
Okay, so I would say the first step is take the pictures and start to look, what do you really like? What do you really like? Where it is? Is it inside? Is it outside? Is it colorful? Is it black and white? I really start looking, what do you really like in these little things? Because often we don't even have, we are so subdued with media and with expectation and it's how our family did it. So start really looking, what is you like? What is that your stuff you like? Second, I would say, start to look back and say, what I did like as a child, what I like to do, what was the subject in the school I like or hobby or what I really enjoy. And third, I would say, try to discuss with others because very often friends see it more than we see it ourselves. They would say, oh, you always do this or you always do this. So sometimes the reflection in the others is very useful. And I would add the fourth one. If you know that you're struggling with anxiety, fears, any symptoms or struggling with the sleep and stuff like that, go and sort your mental health. Go for therapy and then we'll be actually much easier to find that life purpose, because until we have these overwhelming thoughts, which are related to trauma or traumatic event in our life, even as adults, then it's really hard to do this work of understanding who I am really am, because we need to first stop that mind running and then we can really think properly about what it is, what we really want to do.
Right. So we've got to stop the stress, the anxiety, the depression, the racing mind so that you can step back, take a deep breath and figure out what is it that you really want to do. And if you struggle with those things, Barb or myself can help you. Barb, where would someone best reach you if they wanted to reach out for some help?
I'm easy to find on the Facebook, Your Steps Counseling, or by my name, Barb Smith-Varklova, or on my website, your-steps.co.uk. And I have actually a 3-month program for people for recovery from childhood trauma, which combining RTT with other modalities. And it's really moving people from being stuck or being in that fight response or being frozen to really moving forward in the life and living in completely different way and learning react a different way and building new life, new chapter. So you'll be welcome to contact me.
You can find Barb on Your Steps Counseling at Facebook. And I know you've done this work for a long time, Barb. So in closing, can you tell us a short story of maybe one client that you just had dramatic success with?
I had a lady in Australia and she came to me with really severe results of the trauma from the childhood when it was even sexual abuse. And it's manifested in her really in the way of her body was shutting down. She was almost bedridden, was in a lot of pain, a lot of inflammation in her body. So we started working on that. And through that, when actually all these release and went off, she was really able to reconnect what she really wants to do. And she always wanted to be a beautician and she did it to some level. But after that, she actually started a completely new business. She moved from Australia to New Zealand and she joined it, work with beautician with the coaching for really understanding your inner beauty and be happy with who you really are as you are. So like uncover your inner beauty. So people can really find their purpose if they be successful with whatever they choose to, if they give themselves this way of transformation, that this way of change their life, really clear that subconscious mind or that past and start really looking forward. And I wish it to everybody. Then everybody then can be successful in any area they choose they want to. Often people have feeling that a lot of people become coaches or therapists, but no, I know people who work in IT or people who working with animals, people who are vets. So you can choose whatever your desire is and be successful in that if your mind will be calm and you can be focused and you can be confident to do that and be successful.
So this lady went from bedridden to starting a new career and moving. How long did that take? How long of a process was that?
In her case, it was 4.5 months.
4.5 months. Wow. Yeah, that's amazing. I know you and I both worked with people who have been in therapy for like decades and in a matter of hours, weeks, months, they're completely changed. It's such a great feeling.
That's what I like most on this. As you probably guessed, doing the therapy is my life purpose. It's my purpose is to helping people to recover. And I think that a really important message, it's not take the decades, it's not take the years. It can take literally a few weeks or few months and life can be changed if you use the right tools and RDT one of them. You can do that very quickly.
So if you're suffering or you're struggling with your life's purpose, you don't have to. Barb can be a great resource for you. If we can help you in any way, reach out. If you would like to join our private Facebook group, How to Be Happier for Entrepreneurs, just go to bradchandler.com/Facebook. And if you like the episode, please share it, like it, rate it, do whatever it is to get the word out. And this concludes another episode of How to Be Happier for Entrepreneurs. And Barb, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Happy that I could be here. Thank you for inviting
me. You're so welcome. And remember, love heals all. Take care, happypreneurs, and we'll see you next time.
Hit subscribe if you don't want to miss out on more life-changing content. And if you're struggling, you don't have to. Go to bradchandler.com/contact. There, you can join the Facebook community of like-minded entrepreneurs, and you'll see a button to schedule your freedom and happiness call. See you on the next episode.